Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Endorsement part of this that's significant. Taylor Swift's post drove roughly 338,000 visitors to the
Vogue.com website. This is where Montana Talks.
This could mean Montana hundreds Talks of thousands of her Flint. Loyal fans will not only register, but could actually cast a ballot. I know it sounds crazy, but her endorsement does have the power to decide races in battleground states. That's why it's unwise to provoke the Swifties. And I might not agree with her endorsement, but she has every right to make it. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show.
Okay, you're not hearing me in your studio. Okay, do you have my microphone queued up in there? Tim and Savage, if you're hearing me over the app, shoot me a message on the Montana. Okay, there we go. Apparently we're on now. All right, there we go. All right, well, it's Friday. That's all right. Hey, I was talking about the quick delay there here this morning. That's all right. It's only 6:06 in the morning. It's all right. Well, 6:07 now. You know, the fake news media, the way that they are so predictable, right? I mean, they are so predictable. We've joked about this how many times, where they have a fake news hit piece that they want to run against a Republican like Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, and they will run the fake news hit piece over and over and over and over again. But when it comes to any story whatsoever critical of this radical left-wing Senator John Tester, they don't cover it. They don't cover the news. The news media doesn't cover the news. Now the Billings Gazette is another example here. And now I probably can't just necessarily call out the Billings Gazette because you've got to call out the Lee newspapers as a whole in their state capitol bureau, right? Because remember what Lee newspapers have done over the years is they have cut local news reporters covering local news or even, you know, the state political news, and instead they've consolidated it with their very biased left-wing capitol bureau in Helena. And so they're the ones that are covering every phony hit piece against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, and they're the ones that are refusing to cover any story really critical of liberal Senator John Tester. And sadly, the TV stations used to be fair, but the TV stations are providing absolute pathetic political coverage this year as well. Which, you know, one of our listeners asked the question earlier this week, is it because of all the money they're getting from the Tester campaign? That could certainly be part of it. The left-wing bias in some of their digital editors and some of their other news editors may also be a big part of it as well. But I think the money is the very big part of it. But speaking of the money, let me just send this message out to the DSCC, the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee. Keep sending your cash to Montana and lighting it on fire. It ain't working. The Cook Political Report, as we told you yesterday, just changed their rating of the Montana Senate race to not a leans Republican. But the Democrats are saying, oh, we feel so bad for John Tester. Well, you know what, Democrats? Keep sending your money to Montana. Keep lighting it on fire because your garbage ain't working.
Securing America.
9/11 remembrances served as the backdrop Wednesday for a Washington Post-sponsored discussion with Assistant Attorney General for National Security Matt Olson, who admitted the threat level against the U.S. remains undiminished.
We continue to face a very complex and dynamic threat landscape when it comes to terrorism.
Olson says we face threats from groups like Al-Qaeda or ISIS and state-sponsored terrorism from countries like Iran. But the biggest worry is single individuals or small cells already in the U.S.
They can typically be radicalized online using encrypted ways of communicating. And of course, inside the United States, they have easy access to military-grade weapons.
Olson says the terrorism landscape has become more complex since 9/11, but also believes
there's not an organization in the world better equipped or more dedicated to taking on the terrorism threat than the FBI.
Kevin Lutz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Isolated showers continuing early on, with occasional sunshine developing, high of 74. Tonight, clear, low near 49. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, high of 82. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 50. High of 86 on Sunday, lots of sunshine, high of 83 on Monday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
A radio town hall meeting. Well, that's kind of what we do every day with Montana Talks. We're going to be taking your phone calls for the full hour on Friday's show, but we're also going to be joined by Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western Congressional District for our statewide radio town hall meeting. You get to jump in on the conversation. You get a chance to ask a question or throw a comment out to one of your members of Congress right here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across the state.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, one thing I feel like I need to play for you guys, especially here in this 6 o'clock hour of the show, the early morning hours of the program, is something that I shared with our statewide audience. It's only about 4 minutes long, but it really is must-hear audio. But before I get into that, let me do the opening rant that I was going to open up the show with here this morning before we had just the audio misfire there with Tommy Lahren at 6:06, which, again, no big deal. 6:06 in the morning, we're good. We got coffee. We're good. But this was my opening rant. I don't know if you guys have seen, and when I say you guys, I'm not talking about you, our listeners. I'm talking to the Democrat Senatorial Committee. I'm talking to the fake news liberal media, these TV stations that won't cover the news when it comes to John Tester, but will go after every phony hit piece against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. I saw this stupid headline in the Billings Gazette where they, you know, cover the same story for the 50th time in the last 2 weeks here. And be a man. Oh, give me a freaking break. You know what the deal is here? You know what these guys are used to? You know what they're used to? They're used to phony politicians that grovel, that pander. And so they expect every person running for office to bow down, to come down and to kiss your ring and to pander to you and to grovel before you. But here's the deal. Tim Sheehy isn't a politician. He's a freaking warrior. When you see his campaign sign, or if you've seen his T-shirts that his campaign made, and under the sign it says American Warrior, and on the back of the T-shirt it says American Warrior, that's not just some phony focus group created phrase. It's the real freaking deal. This guy is a warrior. So he's not going to come pander to you, grovel before you, and kiss your freaking ring like countless other politicians before him. And it doesn't matter who you could be a hardcore conservative in eastern Montana, and you've probably seen that Tim Sheehy is not afraid to go toe-to-toe with you. I don't care who you are. This guy's a warrior. He's not going to just go grovel and freaking pander. He is a warrior. And I'll tell you what, one of the things that I respect about so many of our Native American brothers and sisters on our reservations here in Montana is the warrior class, the warrior mentality. That's what some of these leaders don't get. That's what some of these politicians don't get. Because they just think that we should just grovel and pander and kiss rings. No, what the people want are warriors who aren't going to come down and kiss your ring and pander to you and grovel to you. People that see you as equals. These woke white liberals, they look down on you. They look down on flyover country. Whether you're Native American, whether you're some redneck out there in eastern Montana, they look down on every single one of you. They think they are better than you. And that's why they treat you with kid gloves. Tim Sheehy is a warrior who sees people as equals. And so that's why he's not this politician who's just going to go pander and grovel and go kiss your freaking ring. When it says American Warrior on his campaign signs and on his T-shirt, it's the real deal. And he's winning that war, by the way. And but again, back to this point here, is you've got these partisan left-wing Democrat operatives who are doing everything they can to try to save John Tester, because John Tester is consistently losing in every single poll in a major way. And even though the far left and these woke white liberals like George Soros, who are spending a lot of money out on their reservations to try to you know, prop up the open borders party that's flooding the reservations with fentanyl and meth and drug cartel operatives, they're losing. Even though they're outspending Tim Sheehy and the Republicans, they're losing, and they continue to lose. And that's why you see Dick Durbin and Tester's buddies back in the United States Senate. Oh, you know, it's so sad to see what's happening, because people aren't buying it. And actually, and the more that Tim Sheehy stands up and fights and pushes back and doesn't do the typical phony politician game, the more people respect him. The more warriors respect him. The more his fellow warriors respect him, including, I believe, the warriors on our reservations. You know, when it comes to veterans and to military service, some of you already know this, Native Americans serve at higher rates than any other ethnic category in Montana. Now, at least I know that was true several years ago. My assumption is that is still true today. And so, I think that the warrior class of Montanans, the warrior class of Americans, respects a fellow warrior like Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, who shows he's not just another one of these pandering politicians. And meanwhile, I mean, the Democrats and the fake news media, look at, they have been attacking Tim Sheehy for over a year now. Over a year now. I mean, forget Coors Light beer cans. They have thrown everything at this guy, and yet he is winning, and yet we are winning. And we are going to secure our borders once again. We are going to make America great again. And we're going to fight back against the John Tester allowed Mexican drug cartels that are slaughtering people all across Montana, especially on our reservations here in Montana.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, nominations are being accepted for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Environmental Stewardship Award. Established in 1991, ESAP each year recognizes outstanding stewardship practices and conservation achievements of cattle producers across the entire nation. NCBA President and Wyoming rancher Mark Isley says that every day cattle producers across the country are implementing stewardship practices that improve wildlife habitat and protect our environment for generations to come.
They absolutely should not be afraid to submit it, because they might have some knowledge or some experience that someone would love to have. And that's kind of the whole point, is to spread this knowledge base around and also tell the story. And state associations and organizations like NCBA, we are dying to have these stories to tell to consumers or other producers, anybody that's interested in our field and wants to know what we're actually doing on the ground.
Now, any individual, group, or organization is eligible to nominate one individual or business raising or feeding cattle. But please note that there's an earlier deadline of February 17th, 2025. For more information or to download the nomination packet, just visit environmentalstewardship.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Stop the moisture-robbing weeds with a fall burn-down application of Vita herbicide and your preferred burn-down partner. With Vita, you're not restricted on the next crop. 0 to 1 day plant back on labeled crops, 30 days on unlabeled crops. Your choice of burn-down partner, adjuvant, and 2 fluid ounces of Vita, and you've got peace of mind come spring. You've kept as much soil moisture as possible. Quick control of broadleaves, including glyphosate and ALS-resistant weeds. Add power to your burn-down. Ask for Vita herbicide. Always read and follow label directions. From Gallon USA.
When it's time for livestock handling, while we can't always be there to lend a hand, Western Ranch Supply can offer you high quality and durable portable Corral systems from Linn Post and Pipe. Available in both gooseneck and bumper pole, the Wrangler Portable Corral is the most versatile portable Corral system available. Whether you want to catch and load out large groups of cattle or work them right where they are, the Wrangler has all the features you will need. Visit our stores in Billings or Great Falls, or check us out online at westernranchsupply.com.
Well, this week, the U.S. Commerce Department issued a preliminary order recommending countervailing duties on imports of 2,4-D from China and India, which account for roughly three-quarters of all 2,4-D herbicide sales in the U.S. Now, Commerce Department stats show the U.S. imported nearly 21 million pounds of 2,4-D from China last year, valued at nearly $23 million, and over 15 million pounds from India, valued at nearly $22 million. Now, farm groups argue the countervailing duties on imports would cause more harm to farmers who are already paying higher costs for inputs because their demand exceeds the domestic supply of the product and foreign sources help fill the gap. And finally this morning, it looks like the American Land Board is now accepting cooperative funding program applications. The program's designed to cost-share marketing efforts that align with ALB's mission to grow awareness and demand for delicious American lamb. Applications can be submitted now through September 30th. Great opportunity for sheep producers here in Western Ag Network country for sure. And for more details, you can visit landboard.com. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
How many of you were at the Trump rally in Bozeman here recently? How many of you were there? All right, nice. All right, I see about 17,000 hands. Okay. The New York Times is lying about the number of people that were in attendance at the Trump rally in Bozeman. Big surprise there. We'll get to that and much more. And I do need to play that audio that I told you I was going to share with you, because after I played this earlier in the week in our statewide 9 o'clock hour, I had a bunch of emails, a bunch of messages from people saying, wow, that was incredible. Please share that link with us so we can watch the full video. More details here in just a second. But first, we got a caller on the phone lines. We've got Jan in Bozeman first up this morning. Jan, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
I listened this morning on the NBC News Channel, and you're quite correct about how they repeat something. I heard it 6 times this morning that she has caused our Native Americans grief, and also that they may sue if he doesn't make an apology with it on air shortly. Also, those ads about the privatization of medical care are scaring the living bejesus out of our senior citizens. So some of those people have no access to anything else except, you know, the local channel. And after speaking with some of them, they're afraid of Jim Sheehy. So, old Chester, shame on him. He's terrorizing senior citizens.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's the theme with John Tester. He doesn't care who he hurts in the process. He will do anything to try to desperately cling to power. That's why these hospitals across Montana are now having to plea with their local residents. No, we're not closing. We're not closing because of this fake ad where John Tester was lying in these newspapers that Tim Sheehy's going to shut down hospitals, which is just such a joke. But there are some people that are gullible enough to fall for it. And so, John Tester got busted for lying, and these hospitals have been basically calling him out for it.
Well, it's an embarrassment to the Democrat Party, I'll tell you. These kind of things that focus on the weaker element or the more vulnerable element, like seniors, is just downright disgusting.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that how come this Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders organization, how come they've never called, thanks for cranking that music down just a second there. How come they've never called on John Tester, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris to apologize for the drug cartel operatives that are terrorizing their reservations? The fentanyl that's flooding the reservations. Never called for a major apology there. Why?
Western Weapons.
Fox's Joe Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, let's go back to Jan in Bozeman. Jan, thanks for sticking around through that Fox News update there. But, isn't it interesting how some of these leaders will not go to bat for their people and demand an apology by Joe Biden, John Tester, and Kamala Harris for what the open borders have done, for what the war on coal has done. But here they are getting repeated news coverage for a non-story, frankly.
Well, I challenge people to walk a mile in my shoes every day, come to where I work, and watch the illegal immigrants come to our office who can't speak English, who take up copious amounts of our time, not understanding our laws, our rules, and then being upset that they have to be enforced. It's absolutely, absolutely pathetic.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, and Jan, thanks for your call. I'll tell you what, I've talked with folks on our reservations in particular and elsewhere across Montana. And I'll tell you what, when you talk with folks one-on-one and you point out the fact that John Tester is taking your money and giving it to all these other countries and to these illegal aliens, everybody gets it. Everybody. I've been all across Montana. And everybody gets it. And so here you've got the same Democrat Party that has been killing Crow Coal, that has opened up the floodgates for illegal aliens to flood into this country. And then they're taking your money and they're giving it to illegal aliens in all these other countries. And I tell you what, people get it. They absolutely get it. But no demand for an apology from some of these leaders who are getting a bunch of George Soros money injected into those organizations. We had a Native American caller yesterday who made that very point about how these white guys like, you know, Soros and others are coming into the reservations and they're pushing an agenda that's harmful to the very people that live there. That was in the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. All right, I want to play the Robbie Starbuck audio coming up right after this. Robbie Starbuck is a film director who now has got his own podcast and much more. But, you know, to this point, and Jan talked about this, to this point about how liberal Senator John Tester will attack anyone, will attack anything. He does not care what he harms or what he destroys in the process. He is that desperate to cling to power. And case in point is you've got a great Montana business started by veterans in Montana, employing veterans in Montana, fighting fires in Montana. And this business has been just falsely, deliberately trashed, not only by John Tester and the Democrats, but also by the fake news media here in Montana that runs these BS garbage stories. And yes, I'm talking about the TV stations as well. They run with this garbage. The Robbie Starbuck takedown after this, and then phones open for you.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Reaction continues to come in to the news that Sibanye-Stillwater Limited plans to curtail some mining operations and lay off hundreds of workers because of the continued slump in palladium and platinum prices. The South African company announced yesterday it was suspending and curtailing some of its operations at the Stillwater and Boulder mines to reduce cash flows with layoffs that could impact up to 800 workers. Senator Steve Daines went political with his reaction, blaming the Biden administration for allowing critical mineral imports from Russia to undermine the market. Senator John Tester said he'd introduce a bill to ban the importation of Russian palladium, saying this has gone on for far too long. Sibanye-Stillwater is still finalizing its consolidation plans, but expects the layoffs to happen in mid-November. It's also asking other Montana businesses to hire as many of the laid-off workers as possible. The USDA is designating three Montana counties as locations where ranchers and farmers will be able to apply for emergency funding as they try and recover from a summer of fire and drought. Carter, Roosevelt, and Sheridan counties are on the list for experiencing weeks of severe and extreme drought. Additionally, seven other adjoining counties are also going to be eligible for financial help under yesterday's announcement. Montana tribal leaders aren't going to let Senate hopeful Tim Sheehy's campaign remarks about Crow tribal members and alcohol pass. Sheehy made headlines across the country last week after recording surfaced of the comments he made about tribal members being intoxicated early in the morning and throwing beer cans at him during a parade. Sheehy hasn't commented on those reports. Now the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council is expressing dismay and disappointment over the comments, with Council Chair Bryce Kirk telling Sheehy in a direct letter that he needs to make a formal apology. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I played this audio earlier in the week in our statewide hour, which is later on in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. I know we're pretty much statewide all morning long, but the fun thing about the 9 o'clock hour is that's when, you know, a lot of the small towns from Plentywood all the way over to even some of the bigger towns like Missoula also carry our Montana Talks show. But anyway, I played this and started getting emails and messages from people saying, hey, Aaron, where can we find that? Now, I could have told them, well, you could have gone to my, you know, X.com page from, you know, a few tweets ago, or you could go here, you could go there. But easiest way to find it right now is you go to MontanaTalks.com, and we've got this headline for you. Starbuck breaks down the BS attack on a Montana firefighting company. So Robbie Starbuck, yeah, I kind of gave you a little bit of a background on who he is. He's a very popular account on X, so giving a lot of attention to this story. But you guys remember seeing it. You would see these, you'd see these liberal, dark money funded news outlets that they have here in Montana. So looking at the media landscape here in Montana, talk radio, we're the land of the free. You can be left, you can be right, you can not even care about politics, and you get a chance to weigh in. You get a chance to be heard. You can call into the show. I say something you don't like, you can call into the show. Then you got your TV stations, which have all basically gone to the left now with their coverage. And then you've got the liberal Lee newspapers, which have always been liberal, but they've consolidated the political coverage to the very liberal Capitol Bureau reporters in Helena. But then see what's happening is because more and more media outlets, especially as newspapers have seen a decline in revenue, and TV stations have seen a little bit of a decline as well, and there's more of a push towards digital. Even radio stations are pushing more towards digital. That's why I just mentioned our MontanaTalks.com website and why we've got our apps and everything like that as well. But newspapers in particular started shedding people big time, you know. And I mean, the Lee newspapers, I mean, they had to sell the Missoulian building. They had a really nice building near the Clark Fork River, sold that. The Billings Gazette building in downtown Billings, that massive property is up for sale. Or did it finally sell? Is that the one they're turning into the hotel? Anyway, you get the picture. So what instead is happening now is you're seeing the very deep-pocketed, dark money, left-wing donors that fund, for example, this radical abortion initiative, CI-128, here in Montana. Some of the very same far-left wackos that fund those far-left measures and fund far-left politicians are funding these phony news publications. One of them is the Daily Montanan, which is an absolute joke. Daryl Ehrlich was too liberal even for the Billings Gazette, so he got let go from the Billings Gazette. So now he has this fake news liberal blog called the Daily Montanan. And these TV stations and some of these newspapers that let go some of their own personnel, that even for the TV stations that have their own reporters that could cover some of these stories, instead they outsource it to dark money, left-wing funded fake news publications like the Daily Montanan. And then there's another one, that the Montana Free Press, which is definitely left-leaning, definitely has a liberal bias, but they're at least they at least attempt to do journalism, where the Daily Montanan, they're not even trying to do journalism. They're just making it blatantly clear that they're a left-wing blog. But yet left-wing news editors and left-wing digital editors for various news organizations will copy and paste this trash into their newspapers, onto their websites, and then use it in their TV station newscasts, even though it's basically like copying and pasting a liberal blogger's commentary. Now, if you were a conservative blogger or a conservative commentator, oh no, they would never publish your stuff, right? Right? But they'll do that with these left-wing, dark money-funded fake news publications. All right, anyway, Robbie Starbuck actually tore into one of these fake news stories that the Montana media was running with. Remember, it all started with this liberal business professor from UM. He was quoted attacking Bridger Aerospace, which is, you know, based right in Belgrade at the Belgrade Airport, an incredible business that was started by Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Anyway, here's what Robbie Starbuck laid out in this video.
Y'all, I want to bring to your attention some bizarre political warfare that's playing out in the Montana Senate race. What I'm about to explain to you, I believe, is the Democrats' plan to keep the Senate even if Trump wins the White House. My hope is that by giving this sunlight, people will get wise to what's going on here. I noticed this by chance, this post right here by short seller Mark Cahotas. In this post, he's calling for an investigation into Tim Sheehy and his company, Bridger Aerospace. You see, Mark typically is taken very seriously as a short seller. He has a long history of short selling on the stock market, and a lot of people listen to him when he's short selling. So naturally, I wondered why Mark was attacking this company, Bridger Aerospace, so hard. If you're wondering what Bridger Aerospace does, it's this. They put fires out. Seems like an odd company to be attacking. Bridger Aerospace is also one of the only public companies in Montana. But you see, that's not the problem with Bridger Aerospace. No, it seems the real problem is this guy, Tim Sheehy. He's running for Senate in Montana against John Tester, a Democrat. You may not have known a Democrat represents Montana in the United States Senate, but somehow that actually happened. But Tim is running against him, and right now he is leading in the polls. So the Democrats are desperate to keep Tester in that seat so they can maintain control in the Senate. Now, keep in mind here, The guy they're attacking is not just a Republican Senate candidate. This man was a Navy SEAL with a Purple Heart. He is the type of guy we should be rewarding in this country for their service. But instead, the Democrats are going after him full force. I guess they couldn't find anything on him personally. So instead, we're seeing what we're about to explain, an attack on a public company that employs a ton of veterans and people in Montana. So before Tim ran for the Senate, Bridger Aerospace received really nothing but positive press. But then Tim decided to run for a Senate seat that will likely decide whether the Democrats or Republicans get control of the United States Senate after this coming election. That's when you started to see stories like this. So like many of us are used to now in politics, we see somebody not get attacked before they run for office, and they're seen as nothing but successful, a war hero, and everybody likes the guy, then he runs for office, and now suddenly the company needs to be investigated. So there's this letter that has been sent out to the federal government asking them to investigate Tim's company, a company that by financial metrics is doing better now than it was in the past. You might be wondering who wrote this letter and signed it. Well, that would be these people, and the list is filled with Democrat donors, like this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, who is my personal favorite, and I had to point out, is a sex shop owner. Yes, so yeah, the dildo guy is asking the federal government to investigate the war heroes company, Bridger Aerospace. I'm sure that makes sense to everybody. As a result of all the bad press driven by stories that Democrats have put out there, now some mysterious person is shorting the stock of Bridger Aerospace, which means that Tim, as someone who has an interest in Bridger Aerospace having a higher stock price, may have less money now to put into the Montana Senate race. I wonder who that benefits. The Democrats. And remember that short seller's post that we started this all with? Well, it turns out he's such good friends with Elizabeth Warren that there's literally articles about it. By the way, that letter those donors sent, well, it implicated a county in Montana. That county has come out saying that the letter was politically motivated. And not only that, but we're talking about a company that is on track to double profitability this year. So doubling profitability, but stock price is going down. Is this making sense to everyone? Because it's making sense to me. It seems that the stock price going down has a lot more to do with the fact that this man is running for United States Senate and the Democrats couldn't find anything personally to attack him with. So instead, they're perfectly fine with trying to destroy a business started by veterans that employs veterans and saves lives with their business. That should enrage everybody. There's some things that should maybe not be used as a cudgel to try to beat your political enemies with. Like, I don't know, businesses that save people from wildfires. But that's the reality we live in, and people deserve to know that the Democrats are that desperate that they are willing to try to tear down a company like this. And it should be disgusting to you. But that is the truth. Democrats are willing to do anything, tear anything down for power, and it is disgusting. So I have one ask for you. I want you guys all to support Tim Sheehy. Show your support online by sharing this video so that people in Montana understand what the Democrats are willing to do for power, because there is no way that John Tester should be in that Senate seat come this election. People like this willing to destroy veteran businesses for power belong nowhere near power. And that's the truth.
All right, great video, great audio there by Robbie Starbuck. Full video, go to MontanaTalks.com. All right, well, for me, it's getting to be about mid-morning, so I think I need to pull out some of these nacho cheese Dorados. Hey, Tim and Savage, have you tried the nacho cheese Dorados yet? They're even better now than they were 6 years ago when I first went through Billings' last diet. Yeah, 6 years ago, I got back from a military deployment, and then, I went into celebration mode, started putting on the pounds, even though I was going to the gym all the time. You know, if you can't control your diet, you can't outrun your fork. And so, thankfully, I found Billings' last diet, and I lost 33 pounds in under 3 months. You can, too. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751. They've got a remote option now available as well. But these nacho cheese Dorados, they taste like Doritos, but they're protein chips. And now they've got even more seasoning and more flavor than they did 6 years ago when I first tried them.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
James Clyburn, if Harris does any more interviews, they may drill down on questions until she says something that is harmful. I mean, is he signaling that she's not going to do another single interview? You know, Ari Fleischer, according to a new Pew poll, that Harris's support among Jewish voters is the lowest for a Democrat since Dukakis lost in 1988. New York Times pundits are saying that they believe Harris won the debate, but undecided voters, no, they're not agreeing with the New York Times. Same thing with Reuters. Undecided voters are not convinced by Harris after debate with Trump. They all seem to be saying the same thing.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, firearms, they're a great protection. But as a gun owner, you got to consider firearms as a last resort. You really want to pull the trigger and then deal with the financial, mental repercussions? The answer has to be no. You need to start with the less lethal option. That's Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher was designed by gun owners because Byrna wants to save lives while also creating a product that confidently protects those concerned with personal safety. Now, the Byrna Pistol Launcher is equipped with powerful deterrents, tear gas, kinetic rounds, and it has a 50 to 60 foot range. It's amazing. And the Byrna Launcher can incapacitate an attacker for 30 to 40 minutes. Now, the Byrna Launcher is legal in all 50 states. There's no background check needed. There's no permit needed. And they'll ship it directly to your door. Now, don't start with deadly force. Start with less lethal force. Go to BYRNA.com/Hannity. 10% off any purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity and make the smart choice for your family's safety today. Today.
Full qualify, not available in all states.
Last week it was Larry Sabato. This week, the Cook Political Report moves the Montana Senate race from toss-up to leans Republican. Anyway, we got a chance to get the immediate reaction from Montana U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who now heads up the National Republican Senatorial Committee. More good news for pro-Trump Republicans in Montana with this critical U.S. Senate race. Full audio down.
Life insurance when you need it. With Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, you heard a little bit about this story in our 6:35 Montana State news break. More sad news for our friends that work at the Stillwater Mine. I saw Color 8 TV had a story yesterday. We've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now as well. Stillwater Mine to lay off hundreds of employees. And it's just a punch to the gut here. Addressing the mounting challenges from a depressed palladium market, CEO Neil Froneman announced the intent to lay off hundreds of employees from the Sibanye Stillwater operations in Montana through a letter sent from Executive Vice President Kevin Robertson. The letter states, quote, salaried employees whose positions will be eliminated combined with another position, or who are in a role where the number of positions is being reduced, will receive this notice via email by the end of today. This was yesterday. Hourly employees will receive notice through the union with bumping rights under labor contracts applicable. Let's see. Just trying to look for the exact number of how many jobs we are talking about here. As part of the restructuring, layoffs will be notified under the Federal Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, which requires a 60-day notice for layoffs affecting 50 or more employees. And basically, they're citing a decline in prices in particular. But not only that, but the fact that Russia, for some reason, is still able to import their products into America. How crazy is that? I mean, that is just absolutely absurd. It's just another reminder of how this administration has gone soft on Russia. I mean, from day one of the Russia-Ukraine war, we made the point, hey, you want to go after Russia? Go after the economics. You want to go after Russia? Then drill, baby, drill. Drill in America. But the Biden and Kamala Harris and John Tester regime didn't want to do that, did they? No, instead they went after drilling on public lands here in America instead of going after Putin. And then now, you know, we see where more job losses at an American mine when they allow Russian imports. Even after this whole Russia-Ukraine war, I mean, it's just sickening to see what is happening here. And then on top of that, the other thing that's been affecting the platinum palladium market is, of course, this green energy, Green New Deal garbage. I talked with one Stillwater miner, messaged one Still miner, and just said, I said this, I said, I hate seeing the news about the mine, thinking of all you guys. And his response was this: you can't operate at a continual loss forever. A job relying on metals market has that happen. Chalk it up to another victim of Biden's policies. Chalk it up to another victim of Biden's policies was the reaction from one Stillwater miner that I got there. Bidenomics is working. Bidenomics is working. Can't you just hear the arrogance in the voice of Vice President Kamala Harris? Bidenomics is working. Now, as we hear about these miners being laid off, the first response I saw to this story came in yesterday. Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy shared this reaction to the story that there would be layoffs. He said, quote, prohibit Russian imports, protect Montana jobs, put America first. Meanwhile, congressional candidate Troy Downing says devastating news from the Sibanye-Stillwater mine, where 700 Montanans are facing job loss due to the dangerous left-wing policies of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Montana is the treasure state, and we must continue to support natural resource development. That came from Troy Downing. All right, Freedom Friday, George Blackard coming up right after this.